Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we asked a slew of kashas on the subject of Ein Yeshiva Bazar L'Malcha B'Yis David Bilvad, and now we are going to continue B'Siyata D'Shmaya based on the Torah of Mordechai Rabbi Gonagod David Tzuk Manzatzal Tosin Zvachim Adav Tezayin Abad Alav Yirmaskim Yushov. As when we see in the Gemara there to learn that a Zor is Mechal Avoda from the fact that a Yoshev is one who sits desecrates the Avoda for Ektosfis. That why don't we say that no, you can't learn Zar from Yoshev because Yoshev has a special chumrah that bechlal it's aser shekein aser be yeshiva sharei ein yeshiva ba zar el malchei beis David bilvad. So here you have a special iser of yeshiva because ein yeshiva ba zar el malchei beis David bilvad. So because of that special chumrah, that you're not allowed to sit no matter what, so therefore there's also a chil avod, and therefore you can't learn zar from Yoshev. And this Tosfos answers, no. Maybe it's not minatara. Shema eino minatara. Tell you that, I'll bring you a raya that the Isser Yeshiva ba'azara is not minatara. And the raya is that we need two psukim adav chav gimelom at beiz and zvachim. One pasuk to tell you that standing is a mitzvah, and the other pasuk to tell you that if one sits, it's ma'akev. So sit, it's a mitzvah not to sit, and it's ma'akev not to sit. That's why you need two psukim. Now if it were true that the iser was the oraisa not to sit, so then you wouldn't need two psukim. Typically, dafil belova and yeshiva bazar. You wouldn't need a pasuk that it's a mitzvah to stand, because even if you're not doing the avodah, it's aser to sit. So you'd only need one pasuk. With that, you need two psukim. It must be that it's only the rabbana not to sit, and therefore you need one pasuk to tell you it's a mitzvah to stand, another to tell you it's ma'akev. And then Tosfos says, no, maybe you do need the two psukim to tell you that you're not allowed to work even behishtachavo, even while bowing down. So maybe it really is aser d'oraisa to sit, and then the pasuk that it's a pasuk, the extra pasuk to tell you that it's a mitzvah to stand, it's even to stand, don't even bow. Ad kan midivrei katsha shel Tosfos. Frek the sefer meloha roim in the entry Yeshiva Ba'azara, from what Tosfos writes in Yuma Daf Chofei Omer Aleph, Divra Maschil Ein Yeshiva, in the name of Ribar Avram, says Tosfos in Yuma Chofei Omer Aleph, that even though Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, even though there is no Yeshiva in the Azara, El Malchei Beis David Bilvad. Hani Mili, that's only those things that are Lav Tzorech Avoda. But eating, which is Tzorech Avoda, what is for the needs of Avoda, you're allowed to do. As it says in the Pasuk, Ve'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem. And therefore, the Achila is Tzorech Avoda. Kapara is achieved by eating. And since the kapara is achieved by eating, it's tzorech avoda and yeshiva is permitted. Ad kan midivrei Tosfos ayin sham, u'midivrei Tosfos mavur, they hold in Yuma Chofei that it's aser min haTorah. Their understanding that the iser, not like Tosfos in Zvachim Tezayin. Zimu Chafei is learning that it's the Isser Yeshiva is min haTorah, because they ask from what we see in the Gemara in Zvachim Tezayin, Ma Yoshev She'ochel im Avad Chilel. What do we find by a Yoshev? That if he eats while be Yeshiva, also if he works, he's Mechalel. So you see in the Gemara that he eats be Yeshiva. He can eat while sitting. The question is, how does he eat be yeshiva ba'azara? And that's what compelled Tosfos to say, okay, let's tzorech avoda, it's mutter. But if it's only derabbanan, then it's not a problem, because the Gemara is only talking about on a d'oraisa level. And the fact that you're now allowed to sit in a derabbanan level is b'chal not a question. Because the Gemara's whole kal v'chomer there is on a d'oraisa level. says there in the Gemara, Ma Yoshev Sheochel. Im Ovat Chilel Zar Sheeno Ochel. Eno Din. Shim Ovat Chilel, if a Kohen who sits and does the Avoda, who sits, and he can eat Kachim when he's sitting. If he does the Avoda be Yeshiva, he's Mechalel, a Zar who can't eat Kachim, Chlal. So he's certainly Mechalel. Because it's more chamor. A Kohen has the right to sit when he's eating kachim. A zar never has the rights to sit. And if the Kohen is mechalel the avoda, certainly a zar is mechalel the avoda. This is all on a doraisa level. So what then is the kash of Tosfos? If it's only midrabanan, then Tosfos doesn't have a question. If the fact that you're not allowed to, the fact that you're not allowed to sit is only midrabanan, Tosfos' question doesn't start. Tosfos' question was, how are you sitting in the Azara? You see that a zar can sit. You see that a kohen can sit when he's eating. How do we allow sitting? So this has to be daraisa, because if it's only a din derabanan, then it's not a question from the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking on a Torah level. Whole Kal V'Chomer is on a Torah level, not the Rabbanan. So it must be that Tosfos and Yuma is learning that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So that's the Tosfos and Yuma Daf Chapei, that it is Mid'Oraisa. But now we're stuck because we have the Tosfos and Zvochim and Daf Tezayin. So what's the raya from Tosfos and Zvochim and Tosfos Zayin that it's the Rabbanan? Because why then do you need two psukim? Why do you need one pasuk for mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to stand, and another pasuk that it's ma'akev? It's asur to sit. There's an isur daraisa to sit. So Tosfos says that it must be asur the Rabbanan. That's what Tosfos says. From here you see that it must be asur the Rabbanan. But the question is, no. You know why you need to psukim? You need to psukim nafkamina kshilat sarach avoda. You need one pasuk that it's a mitzvah to stand, and one pasuk that it's ma'akev, if we're talking about something that's sarach avoda. If it's sarach avoda, there's no isser mitzad yeshiva ba'azara. That's when you need to psukim. So this is, what do you need two psukim for anyway, Tosfos? You only need one pasuk that it's ma'akev. So it's concluded, it must be that it's not daraisa. The isser to sit is not daraisa. No. You could say that the isser to sit is daraisa, but not letzarech avoda. And that's why you need two psukim, that even to tzarech avoda you should stand. There's no isser mitzad yeshiva bazara, and there's still a mitzvah to stand. That's why you need two psukim. So if you take the Tosfos in Yuma, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and you compare it to the Tosfos in Zvachim, to Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos in Zvachim doesn't make sense. Because from Tosfos in Yuma, Chaf Hei, we see that Midaraisa Letzorech Avoda, you're allowed to sit. because Tosfos is talking at Doraisa level. The Tzorech Avodah, you're allowed to sit. And if it's true that the Tzorech Avodah Midoraisa is permitted to sit, then Tosfos' Raya and Zvachim doesn't make sense, because Tosfos wants to bring a Raya and Zvachim that the reason you need two psukim, one for mitzvah li b'yeshiva and one for its ma'akev b'yeshiva, is because there's no isser of sitting midoraisa. The answer is no, there is an isser to sit midoraisa. And the reason you need two psukim is to tell you that it's even a mitzvah to stand when it's l'tzarech avoda, when you're allowed to sit, when there's no isser to sit. But really the whole thing is midoraisa. So vishtimt, how do you fit together these two tosfasim? Tosfos in Yuma, that midoraisa you're allowed to sit l'tzarech avoda, and Tosfos in Zvachim, that proves from the fact that you need an extra pasuk to prove that it's a mitzvah to stand, it must be that the isur to sit is only derabbanan. No, it's not. The isur to sit could be doraisa, and you need a pasuk that is a mitzvah to stand, an extra pasuk, even if it's l'tzarech avoda, because you see from Tosfos in Yuma that l'tzarech avoda you're allowed to sit. Kamash melon the pasuk, the extra pasuk, that you're still you should stand. Still, it's a mitzvah to stand. Another kasha asks the Malo Aroim that since Tosfos holds in Yuma that it's an iser min haTorah to sit when doing the avoda, so mehechi tesi, it's mutter l'tzarech avoda. Very sof, yesh iser min haTorah al yeshiva ba'azara. So what hak is the heter? So what's the heter if it's iser min haTorah to sit? Then what's the heter l'tzarech avoda? Umeidach Yisa asks the Malo Aroim that Baal Korchenu, we have to say that the Isser is only Midrabanan. Otherwise, we have a Kasha. Mali Yoshev Shekain Asur Bazara. What was the kash of Tosfos and Zvachim? Tosfos and Zvachim asks how can you learn a zar from a yoshev? A yoshev has a special chumrah. What's the special chumrah of the yoshev? Not only is l'tzarech avoda, he's not allowed to sit b'chlal. Ein yeshiva b'azara l'malcha b'ez David b'ovad. So therefore we're compelled to say that it's only derabbanan. That the whole issue is derabbanan of sitting in the azara, stam, and therefore we have a good kal v'chomer that a yoshev is mechal al v'avoda. So a zar certainly should be mechal al v'avoda. Yoshev who can sit and eat is mechal al v'avoda. So a zar who can't sit and eat is certainly mechal al v'avoda. And we can't say that Yoshev has a special chomer because that's only derabbanan. So let's say then that it's derabbanan. The Yisr is only derabbanan. So if it's true that it's only derabbanan, what's the kash of Tosfos and Yuma? What did Tosfos and Yuma ask? Tosfos and Yuma said how are you sitting when you're reading the Kachim? How is that possible? Ein yeshiva bat zara lamalchei beis David bilvad. And yet the Gemara says, "Umay yoshev she'ochel im avad chilel." So you see in the Gemara that you can sit in the Azara. Aye, but what about the Isser? You're not allowed to sit. So that was what was bothering Tosfos. What's the Gemara's Kal v'Chomer? But what was bothering Tosfos? It's only to Rabbanan. In other words, you're compelled to conclude from the Gemara and Zvachim, from their Kash, from Tosfos and Zvachim's Kasha, that the whole Isser Yeshiva is only to Rabbanan. So if the whole Isser Yeshiva is only to Rabbanan, what's Tosfos and Yuma's problem? Tosfos and Yuma says, Ein Yeshiva Bazer al Machab is David Bilvad. I say, how is he sitting and eating the Kachin? See, the Gemara is sitting and eating the kach, and the answer is the Gemara is talking on a Doraisa level. That's when he's sitting and eating kach. And the Isser Yeshiva is only Dirabanan. So the question doesn't start. It's talking about two different things, two different levels. So if we conclude from the Gemara in Zvachim that it's Dirabanan, and how do you understand the Gemara, the Tosfos and Zvachim, it's Dirabanan? How do you understand Tosfos and Yuma? Another kasha. B'divrei HaTosfos b'Zvachim. What the Gvuras Ari asks in Yuma, Nishara Melech, Perek Zayin, Mi Beis HaBechira. From what we see in the Yerushalmi, in the fifth parak of Pesachim, Alocha Yud, Yuma Perek Yim, Alocha Beis, and Sota Perek Zayin, Alocha Zayin. That you're allowed to do smicha, you're allowed to lean in the Azara. And sorry, it's Tosin Sota, Daf Mem Amud Beis, the name of the Medrash Shochatov. Sotu Tosin Zvochim, Mites Amud Beis, B'divur HaMaschil, V'leisiv Mesav, B'kushis HaGemara, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragayim should be Al Yedei Yeshiva, doesn't mean Yeshiva Mamish, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, what it means is Smicha, Ayin Sham. So you see that Smicha is permitted in the Azara, but when it comes to the Avoda, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to do Amidah Min Atzad, which is Smicha, Ayin Sham B'sugi, V'toysis, Divur HaMaschil, Amidah Min Atzad. We also see this from the Kasha of the Gemara. But why doesn't he sit here in Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Tosfos says, Al Yedei Smicha. And this the Gemara answers, no, Kiddush is Kesheris, Deboi Me'umad. It's like Sheris, it's like service that requires standing. And therefore he's Asur B'Smicha. So if that's true, that Smicha is Asur, you're now allowed to serve while leaning. But you're allowed to be in the Azara while leaning if you're not serving. So what's the kasha of Tosfos? Why do I need a pasuk? That it's an extra pasuk to tell you that it's a mitzvah to stand b'shas avoda v'tepuklei ein yeshiva ba'azara. So the answer is nafkamina l'gabi smicha. It's at yeshiva ba'azara, it's mutter. And therefore you need a pasuk to tell you that for shas avoda it's a mitzvah to stand. It shouldn't be Al Yedei Smicha. So again, once you would take the assumption that, which is correct, because we see it in so many places, that you're allowed to sit in the, you're allowed to lean in the Azara, so that would explain why you need an extra pasuk to tell you that you have to serve, that it's a mitzvah to serve while standing. Because you can't say, anyway, it's Asur to sit. Because we're not talking about sitting, we're talking about leaning. You need the pasuk to tell you, sitting, of course you're not allowed, you're not even allowed to, you shouldn't even lean. Sitting is asur, let's say. But you're not allowed to lean when you do the avoda. But it could really be that it's asur d'oraisa to sit in the Azara. Tosin Zochem will conclude, no, Shemeinu min HaTorah. Tosis wanted to say that it's not Minat Torah, and the right that it's not Minat Torah not to sit is because you need two psukim. You need one that it's a mitzvah to stand, another it's ma'akev to stand, that you have to stand. No, so why don't you just say if it was midaraisa, you'd only need one pasuk, because anyway it's asur to sit b'chlal, and then you have a mitzvah that if you sit it's ma'akev the avodah. So it must be, Tosa says, that the Yisur to sit is only Darabana. No! The Yisur to sit is Daraisa, and you need a pasuk that it's a mitzvah to stand when you're doing the Avoda, and another one that it's Ma'akev, so you're not even Smicha. You're not even allowed to lean. Because leaning is Mutter out just being in the Azara. And therefore you need a special pasuk to tell you that it's a mitzvah, it's a special mitzvah to stand. When you do the avoda, and a second pasuk that it's even ma'akev. So those are our kashas, and this is just getting more difficult as we go along. We had the previous shir a slew of kashas, and this shir we had another few, and the next shir we have a few more, and then in Mirtz Hashem we are going to see some light in this sugya, and we are going to reveal, please God, niflaot gedolot mitorat Hashem. So we definitely have something to look forward to. I thank you so much for listening. B'li neder we will continue. I ask that you stay tuned, and we should all be zocha lilmod ulam elishmo las lekaimus kol reisam utaras v'yahava, and never to forget that sof dovra kol nishma. Es Elokim Yirah ves mitzvos of Shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.